At the Pentagon, reporters pursued the guardsman's question about a shortage of armor for military vehicles. Pentagon officials explained that vehicles operating outside of bases in Iraq are supposed to be armored, but they acknowledged that more armored vehicles are needed to keep up with increasing attacks by insurgents on U.S. military convoys. Here's NPR's Vicki O'Hara.
Pentagon spokesman Larry DeRita says that the U.S. military has a clear policy regarding armored transport for troops in Iraq.
If they're going to drive their vehicles into Iraq, they drive in armored vehicles. If their vehicles aren't armored, the policy is that they are convoyed on other vehicles. They're put on the back of trucks.
But under further questioning from reporters at the Pentagon, Brigadier General David Rodriguez, Deputy Director of Regional Operations, acknowledged that the trucks used for that purpose are not armored. That has been an issue in disciplinary proceedings against several U.S. soldiers who refused to go out on a road convoy in Iraq in October. The reason they gave was that their vehicles were not armored. Pentagon spokesman DeRita says that U.S. commanders in Iraq did not realize until the fall of last year that they needed a lot more armored vehicles than the U.S. was producing.
At the time, the United States was producing something on the order of 15 armored Humvees a month.
The budget for armored Humvees has been increased since then, DeRita says, and production now is up to about 450 a month. But he says the military probably could use several thousand more. However, DeRita dismissed suggestions that Pentagon planning for the war was inadequate.
Combat planning is not a crystal ball. It's not predictions. It's being able to react to the kinds of things that are going to happen once you get there.
DeRita says that Secretary Rumsfeld welcomed the candid questions he faced from the soldiers in Kuwait. Rumsfeld talks directly to the troops, DeRita says, to find out what's on their minds. As for the National Guardsmen who raised the complaint about armor, General Rodriguez says that no action will be taken against him. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.